MLS, NLL, LPGA, WUSA. With so many leagues, it's nearly impossible to get past the alphabet soup and just watch a game. Commentator Frank DeFord says maybe that's why no one sport holds our attention for very long.
Almost every day there's another headline shouting that television ratings are down for some major sport. The fact is, though, that interest in sports is not diminishing, but rather that sport is only mimicking the rest of our culture. The paradox to America today is that even though we're bound so much more efficiently together by technology, we're more diffuse in our interest. Primarily, it seems to be the television equation. The more television channels, the more choices. The more we divide our interests, the more we dress differently, eat differently, listen to different music, go to different movies. And why should sports be any different? There can't be a national pastime any longer. Anymore, there can be one national Your Hit Parade or one national dog or one national sneaker. Right now, for example, there isn't just baseball in the summer. There's a professional soccer league and an indoor football league. There's a women's basketball league and the WUSA. Do you know what that is? That's a women's soccer league. Or maybe you're following the NLL, the National Lacrosse League. The NBA has some kind of summer rookie league. Yeesh! Basketball is like sex and Martha Stewart. It never goes away. Plus, NASCAR has moved from a regional to a federal enterprise and is essentially a league in itself, more ubiquitous all the time. People who dismiss auto racing's popularity as merely being on account of a primeval love of speed and accidents fail to see the real appeal. NASCAR is a fast soap opera with the same heroes competing week after week. That's why it works so well. Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt Jr. are franchises, no less than the St. Louis Cardinals or the Chicago Blackhawks are franchises. Not only are our sporting interests so fragmented, but there's so much fight for our attention that our allegiances are quicksilver. As soon as our team is eliminated from the championship, we tend to shift our devotion to another team in another sport. Individual sports hold on to their distinctly different constituencies, which are often weighted heavily by race, ethnicity, and class, so they can only reach out and attract a broad audience when one preeminent figure, someone like Tiger Woods in golf, becomes in effect better known than the sport itself and pulls in crossover fans. More and more, in fact, there are so many sports, so many teams, that the few truly distinct personalities matter even more. That's why someone like Ichiro Suzuki, a Japanese hitter starring for the Seattle Mariners, is such a sensation. Even baseball needs someone special to take it above the happy clutter that is sport in America today.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.